Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moyili'ili Honganji. Moyili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moyili'ilihonganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Horii family, in memory of husband Hideo, son Jason, and Edith Horii. Our speaker this morning is Dr. Benjamin Brook of Pacific Buddhist Academy. Good morning, Dr. Brook.
Ohayo gozaimasu, aloha kakahiaka, and good morning. My name is Benjamin Brook, and I'm a humanities teacher at Pacific Buddhist Academy in Honolulu, as well as a member of the Honpa Hongwanji Hawaii Betsuin. Mahalo nui loa for giving me the opportunity to share this Dharma message with you today. Recently, a friend who knows me is both a member of the Betsuin Sangha and as a humanities teacher at a Buddhist high school, asked me to write a short piece about what drew me to Buddhism and what I think the Buddhist point of view has to offer the world today. The first words that came to mind were peace, tolerance, and balance. Three things that our troubled world could always use a lot more of. Of course, peace, tolerance, and balance are not just Buddhist ideals. They are universal values held sacred in many faith traditions and identified as key virtues of an ethical and righteous society in the works of many secular writers and philosophers as well. As I reflected on the ways we seek to find and create peace, tolerance, and balance in the world, I realized that these three ideals all follow from another principle, which is also a core teaching of Buddhism. The recognition that everyone and everything in our world and in the universe is interconnected. This is a truth that we encounter in the opening lines of the Golden Chain of Love, a Buddhist text written in Hawaii less than a century ago that is now recited at temple services across the islands and even overseas. I am a link in Amida Buddha's Golden Chain of Love that stretches around the world. I must keep my link bright and strong. Here, we are invited to visualize the connections between us as a golden chain that joins all beings together, through space and even through time. Each of us may only be responsible for one small link, but each individual link matters, since it takes every link working together to keep the whole chain strong. Reciting the golden chain helps keep us mindful of our interconnectedness, something that even in our modern world with air travel, cell phones, and high-speed internet can be surprisingly difficult. Looking at the world around us, listening to the news each day, we see so many examples of what happens when people become disconnected, when they do not feel the links that join them, lose the ability to hold them together, or even break them on purpose because they do not see a reason to stretch out their hand to a neighbor they may perceive as too different, too other to connect with. Yet even those of us who try to live in harmony with the principles of the Golden Chain often find our focus distracted from the big picture and the need to work for peace, tolerance, and balance. Because of the everyday challenges we face living in the real world of 2022. Many of these distractions and challenges, we are told, are caused by problems with a different kind of chain. How often do we hear that an item we need, something as prosaic as toilet paper or as important as a life-saving medication, is unavailable due to supply chain issues? Let's take a moment to think about that phrase, supply chain, a different kind of chain that also stretches around the world. When people say that something is unavailable because of supply chain problems, what it really means is that the interconnections that hold our world together are coming undone. In Hawaii, more than almost any other place on Earth, we rely on that interconnectedness. Much of the food we eat, most of the clothes we wear, and all of the fuel we put in our cars is imported from overseas. When a ship cannot make the ocean crossing or a factory on the mainland doesn't deliver its products on time, people in the islands must do without and find ways to share the limited resources available here at home. The past 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic have galvanized many people in Hawaii to launch initiatives to make our lives here more sustainable, to produce more of what we need locally so we can weather the storm of a supply chain disruption more easily. To do this, we must invest in building our communities and strengthen the personal connections, the golden chain, linking us to our neighbors and ohana. The past 3 years have taught us a lot about how easily the links between us can be broken, but they have also led us to forge new links and strengthen old ones that have grown rusty or been forgotten. At the start of the pandemic, our interconnectedness seemed to be our greatest weakness. Our physical connection to others, our need and desire to move about in the world and interact with other people face to face, is one of the factors that helped the virus spread so rapidly and undetectably around the planet. Yet even as flights were canceled and whole countries went into lockdown, links between researchers and healthcare workers who shared data, ideas, and practical advice across borders enabled us to develop COVID-19 vaccines and life-saving treatments in record time. The loss of direct contact also made us aware of how much we had come to rely on our interconnectedness and even take it for granted. For those of us living on these islands in the middle of a vast ocean, this truth hit particularly hard. People in Hawaii lost their jobs because links to other people in other places were broken. Stores ran out of supplies because factories and ports thousands of miles away were shut down or operating at reduced capacity. Nowadays, we are made aware every day that a war, a labor strike, or a COVID spike on the other side of the world can have direct consequences on our everyday lives here in Hawaii. Facing the concern of being cut off from the mainland or having to wait longer and pay more for basic supplies that we obtain from overseas has made us not only more conscious of our interconnectedness to the wider world, but also more mindful of how much, in the absence of that sustaining lifeline, we need to rely on our neighbors, our sangha, and our ohana to keep our society functioning. When we reflect on how Native Hawaiians lived and thrived in these islands for hundreds of years by working cooperatively and living sustainably in harmony with the Aina, we can find inspiration for the changes we need to make to succeed in our current situation. Both Hawaiian tradition and Buddhist teaching emphasize the need to live in balance with one another and with the world around us. In Hawaii of old, kapu and tradition limited how, when, and by whom food and other resources should be gathered, shared, and consumed. By establishing and following these rules, Hawaiian people ensured that there would always be enough available for the next generation. Our 21st century culture encourages us to buy anything our hearts desire, on credit if we must, and modern technology and the pre-pandemic supply chain have made us expect to have whatever we want on demand and right away. It is a miracle of interconnectedness, but it's made many of us forget that it is all right, and even a good thing sometimes, to do without, to make choices of this instead of that, later instead of right now, enough instead of more than any one person could ever use. For some of us, the COVID-19 pandemic has been an inconvenience, or a temporary setback. For others, perhaps, a time to learn new ways to work around problems and delays. For yet others, it has brought great hardship as people have lost jobs, homes, businesses, physical health, and even their lives. For many of us, it is a time we would like to forget or put behind us so we can return to a pre-pandemic idea of normal life, even if we've been shown that that life is not ultimately sustainable. But for all of us, this time is an opportunity to reflect on what those of us who have may not need to have so much of, and what all of us can do to make sure that those who have not get what they need, so that we can all live lives centered on peace, tolerance, and balance. And so that each of our links in the golden chain that stretches around the world, back in time to our ancestors and forward to those who will come after us, can become and remain bright and strong. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Dr. Brough, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliiliongkanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 24th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom hybrid service will be Mrs. Laura Ruby. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Hori'i family, and our speaker, Dr. Benjamin Brough of Pacific Buddhist Academy. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Julia Kono Lee. Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu.